over time right now.
Nefertiti, surviving the game every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio.
Overtime with Nefertiti, surviving the game, is coming up. You got 2 minutes to call in. The number 1-347-884-9239. Nefertiti, surviving the game. We about to go into OT. Let's get it.
Organize everything I do's revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these really think you should. I study Malcolm Garvey, Huey, Malcolm Garvey, Huey, Marcel Cody with the Uzi. Listening to Fela Kuti, I'm okay with the machete. Especially if it's jelly, got the Santo for the hexy to protect me, so respect me. This is heavy, legendary, revolutionary. My wifey, she resurrect me when they thought they had me buried. Took me out the cemetery, now it's family over every. Cause that's all that's necessary to avoid the commissary. I'ma live for you five, so I stop getting high. If you know, then you recognize it's that black and brown pride. It's the power of the mind, RBG, guard the vine. You can see through the lies if you can read between the lines. I live, I die. I organize everything I do, revolutionize. I build a good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these.
All right, y'all. We right here in overtime. Everybody just coming in. We are reading the nine ball. It's a nine ball liberation information right here. Don, before you continue to read, I got just a comment real quick. I hate to use a particular individual as an example, but this goes back to when Hebrew Israelite the other day, I don't know what show it was on, so earlier this week, talking about how can we lose on hot damn politics, and talking about, well, how can we fix, you know, let's fix it. I said, why do you fix something that is destined to crumble, as you just read in number 33, we just read, that's destined, I hear my echo, to fall. The thing you have to do is not be idle. That's why I say you just have to be ready. You have to have everything that you need to do to be in place. We're ready when anything falls that you can go ahead and pick it up and take right off with it. I mean, 33 just answered that fucking question. That foolishness, that bullshit.
Spoken like a true black woman, God. Okay, before I open up this mic, I just want to tell him he got like 60 seconds to say something, then at the end of that. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Hebrew, come on in. I'm telling you, I'm counting. Somebody set the clock real quick. 60 fucking seconds you get. Because we're going to keep going with this.
Yeah.
Somebody set the clock. Can I get a clock? Can I get a minute? Can I get 60 seconds?
Okay.
Somebody?
You are correct. That's why I know we at the 7-8 count. There's going to be 7 evil nations, ancient nations, rise. 7 and 8 is already here. Then we, the non-Ether, or the black people, or the woolly-haired people, will be given power again to rule the whole earth eternally. There's only going to be 7, 8 Babylonian nations, and they're all about to fall. That's why we talk about angels, Anunnakis, and all that. I'm preparing for that. So I look at the nations with nuclear weapons. They're not aiming at each other. They're aiming at black, powerful nations spread at 4 corners of the earth. So I'm looking for the angel in me to rise against them. And how can it happen? It got to be like a Moses. So that's it.
All right, that's time. Oh, let me let everybody back in the chat room. The chat room's damn it closed right after them 60 seconds was up. Okay, give me 1 second. Let me open up that chat room for y'all to come back in. I put it on Facebook too, because I don't know, in Georgia Gossip chat room. But here's the link for the after party for now. And it should open up. I don't see it right now, but mine is kind of slow. But let me drop this chat room link for y'all to get into the show, even if you have to go to Georgia Gossip chat room to get it.
While you drop that, don't open up 615 real quick. They get 60. Hello.
What?
Say, open up 615 real quick. They get 60 seconds.
No, I don't know if they get 60 seconds or not. Yeah, open up 615. Let's run it.
Hello.
All right, you close
615.
In a minute. Turn off.
Okay, I got it.
All right. So, all right. Shall we continue?
Okay. And another one. 757 just opened. I believe that's...
Oh, that's my girl.
Yeah. 757.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, that's Bourne.
All right, Bourne, you in the building.
Hey, look, man, this shit is transformational right here. This is fucking beautiful.
You like it?
Hell yeah.
Give me a kiss.
Definitely.
Give me a kiss. Thank you.
Mwah. You're welcome.
Big ups. You ready? Are y'all ready? Shall we continue? Is the water warm enough?
Yeah.
Shall we begin?
There's a lot of motherfuckers in the chat. There's a lot of motherfuckers in the chat. Let's go.
Y'all bring y'all ass back to the chat room now. I gave y'all the link. Y'all gotta come back to the chat room. I'm not going to start until I see the chat room get back full again. It's not fair. I'm not going to start. Nope. Not doing that. Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Okay, madam. Teacher lady's back. Thank you, madam teacher lady. Okay, the guests are coming back. Okay. I'm not going to start. I'm telling you for real. I'm not doing it. Nope.
So all y'all in the after party, come on over to the BTR chat, VIP chat. It's been provided.
Are we ready? Let's make it happen.
Okay.
Hey, Queen Vita.
Welcome forward, Queen Vita's building.
All right, here we go. 34. Non-ether is the mental power and chemical forces that grew the universes. Non-ether is the combination of all existing gases and chemicals. Non-ether is the original forces of order. In the form and formula of non-ether, our Ethiopian ancestors grew the universes and then personified themselves as African pygmies at the source of the Nile in the equatorial Africa. Non-ether began as a spontaneous fire in primeval. Primeval chaos, and grew bodies for itself called true stars or suns, one of which is the sun of our solar system. Ethiopians are personifications of the sun because our energies grew the suns. Ethiopians are the personifications of the suns because our energies grew the suns. 35, non-ether produces the bodies of the suns, and in turn, the suns produce non-ether. The suns are self-created, meaning self-grown, and are also self-existent. Non-ether is black. Therefore, the bodies of the suns are black, jet black. Non-ether is the power of nine reason, which produces the power of nine knowledge. There is no other power or force strong enough or wise enough to mentally and physically liberate the Ethiopian from his and her grave of ignorance and prison of serfdom, but non-ether, the Ethiopian forces in nature. Non-ether is our powers in nature and by nature. Shall I continue? 36. When we Ethiopian lost our power to reason soundly, non-ether is what we lost. When we Ethiopians lost our spirit power, non-ether is what we lost. Non-ether is the scientific and spirit power of Ethiopians by nature, meaning non-ether is our true nature. The power of nine, the power nine-ether, helps us make Ethiopian history and restores Ethiopian culture. And this means mental liberation, and mental liberation in turn begets physical liberation. The solution to our problems must be one which will work for us worldwide, because our racial problems are worldwide. The reasonable and practical worldwide solution is mental liberation, which produces Ethiopian creativeness. The ability to create everything we need. That's what creativeness means. The ability to create everything we need, and Ethiopian independence, the ability to think independently and act independently of other races. So that's independence, the meaning of independence, and the meaning of creativity, creativeness. Okay, what is the definition of creativeness? Creativeness? The ability to create everything we need. What is the definition of independence? The ability to think independently and act independently of other races.
Okay.
Okay. Did you get Babylon yet?
I'm going right now.
Okay. Right. 37. Oh, I'll wait then. You want us to wait now?
Sure. It'll take me another
okay.
second.
All right. Where you want to sing the Pledge of Allegiance this time now? Just sing it.
I forgot that shit.
Who already said I forgot that shit? Praise God, you forgot that shit. Did y'all hear Warren when she said that shit? Oh, anybody want to add to what we're just reading until Neph and Babylon comes forth? Some of you might have muted yourself.
I appreciate this, Lisa. I really appreciate you're reading this, and I'll tell you why. I have never been really able to give a justification for how Nubians fail.
It makes sense, ain't it?
Yep. Never, because you can go through all of the so-called historical occurrences of how Nubians lost their kingdoms and their freedom and were overcome, and none of it really ever made, I don't want to say didn't make sense, but it never was enough. I don't know how to say this. I don't know. Help me out, God. But, you know, when somebody comes to you and says, but if we used to rule the world, if we used to do this, black people created everything, black people did everything, and then they lost everything, why? I never really could give a succinct answer that was logical to me or to anybody else.
So what is,
can I give you a little bit, though, Filonis?
Can I just ask Filonis, what is the answer?
The answer is they lost their
ability to reason.
Their ability to reason.
Their ability to reason.
They lost their ability to reason.
Damn.
And when they lost the ability to reason, they couldn't identify either what was happening to them, who these people were, what was becoming of them. The whole thing fell apart because they couldn't reason it out anymore. And that makes so much sense.
That's right. Tony.
We lost our fucking mind.
Damn.
Right. The revolutionary forces.
I would like to add to this statement.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Wait,
brother. Hebrew just came in and wanted to add.
I don't know
if you heard him.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. I believe that we were the first of civilization, but when God created the problem with leprosy, turning people white, I believe that in the last days of their rule, he gave them power only to take it away from them and give it back to us. That's what
okay,
that
Babylon, thank you so much. You're absolutely right. I totally agree. Babylon, come on in, because I know you was going to say something and then live. You got it.
Oh, I was going to say the exact same thing that Fireline said, just in another way. I was going to say because of the spell, which is basically cast to give people the inability to reason. That's it.
Okay, live. Come on, baby.
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, being that we started off as ether beings and we had to descend into a physical form, like, naturally, we had to lower our vibrations. So, like the book was saying, through the evolutionary forces itself, we had to, in a way, lose certain abilities in order to occupy this body. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, the Ethereans can actually get into your body. It doesn't need to become flesh. It can actually already assume a flesh being.
Okay.
Yeah. Hope that helps.
It will.
Even when we devolved from ethereal beings into physical form, we still had reason. We did have reason.
Pure intellect,
so we
yes.
were able to rule, yes. It was the fact that we lost our mind and stopped reasoning and stopped using science. That's what made us get to this state. So it wasn't the fact that we slowed down to become physical. Because we were still reasonable when we materialize physically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this is all based on the brain anyway, the brain, live antennas.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right. And then they were able to believe, they started to believing instead of questioning that which was right or that which may be wrong or true or false. That's how they was able to be held captive. Anybody
right.
that doesn't have the ability to reason is a fucking slave.
I got it.
He thinks very well when he says, we started thinking linearly rather than circular.
Circular, absolutely.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, it's just one more line. We're on 37, and we can finish building because then we'll go to count two, probably on the Don DeColeon, or not probably, but on the Don DeColeon show on Monday. Okay, then we can just finish building from the rest of the hour because there ain't but one more line, 37. Thank you, self-guided. Me too, man. I heard it. I heard that shit. Bitch, you need a nine by a hoe. Get your life together. Yeah. Voice said unto me, you need a nine ball, bitch. Anyway, 37, here's the last one for count one of the nine ball. Liberation Information book. 37 says, all power begins in the mind, be it political, economic, military, or scientific, because the body is just a framework and tool for the mind. Therefore, the prime power is mind power, from which all other powers develop and mature, including the power of liberation. Non-ether develops non-reason. Non-reason develops non-knowledge. And non-knowledge develops non-mind power, which is a prerequisite to Ethiopian mental and physical liberation. There it is. All power begins in the mind. The body is just a framework and tool for the mind. There it is. Neff, it's an honor and a pleasure to do it on your show.
Arson, I appreciate that you did it on the show tonight. For so many reasons. So many reasons. And it just meant to have those refreshes like that, to really understand what it means to have real liberation of the mind, true liberation. You don't get this. You don't get this nowhere else. Where? Tell me, where else is this shit written? I've never seen it before, and that's just me. But speaking for myself when I say that, and it's laid out clearly. We talk about the Bible means basic instructions before leaving Earth. See, this is the basic instructions for survival and liberation while you're here. They want you to get sick when you get a body here. But what about while you're here? See, we got children and shit. You know, we got children. That survival is needed right now. So that's, I'm kind of speechless on it. It's really beyond words that I can conjure up right now. Self-explanatory, Don. So.
Yeah.
And it shitted on everything else. It just shitted on all the holy books. I hate to say that, but, you know, what people consider holy books, it just shitted on it. I hate to put it in that context.
Yeah, because you're supposed to, when you read anything, you're supposed to read it as into reason. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what it is.
Right.
Yeah. Don't matter. You're not really supposed to take it and say, because it's holy, I have no choice but to just say yes to it. You have every right to. When I read the Quran, the Else Holy Quran, I started from the beginning again. Normally, I cheat and I skip Dr. York's introductions. Okay, let's put that on record. I'm fucking gonna read introductions. But it finally hit me. Let me grab it because I can't quote it because I just finally decided to read the introduction. But this goes back to what we're talking about. Hold on.
Okay. Anybody? Anybody else?
That part about ignorance and idleness.
Idleness? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the part about that part, how you destruct that one. I'm really feeling that. Using the forces around you.
Okay, now check this. Not to cut you off. I'm sorry. Because I lose my thought. Okay, back on what you just said, Nas. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm live. Please, I hope you don't.
No,
I feel like I shitted on you. Okay, thank you. Sorry, because, you know, some shit's going on in the universe and people might trying to kill themselves if I do something bad to them. Okay, so, okay, now this is the introduction, okay? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, we're dealing with the scriptures that you mentioned, right?
Yeah.
And here's what it says. The first thing I would like to say is that this Quran, in Arabic or Quran in English, is not being translated for any Muslim sect. The sole purpose of this translation is to convey as close as possible exactly what the Quran says for those of the Holy Tabernacle Ministries and who it's talking about, when and where, to get a clear picture of what this 1400-year-old text was saying. Now, check it. This is the part here. Many will be disturbed by the fact that all previous translators translated the Quran for Muslims, when in fact that creates a biased, one-sided opinion, which affects a proper translation. If one is a Muslim and attempts to translate the Holy Bible, I'm sorry, the Holy Book of the Muslims, he or she will tend not to see contradictions, mistakes, inconsistencies, historical errors, and the like. This is why I can read the Quran, I can read the Bible, Neff, and I can read the Torah. Because I'm not either one of the three little motherfuckers. So it makes it easier for us, people like us with the circular mind, to actually, we can read anything because we're not that group of people. We're not submerged in that shit. So we'll be able to see the contradictions and all of that where we won't be back under the spell in belief. The spell of belief.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. So you, and I noticed that you said, because you finally got what I was saying. Like, you got that shit. Like, yeah, boo, you got what I was saying.
I did.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because I can read the Bible. I'm not reading the Bible for anything other than to find mistakes in it. Because I'm not a Christian. I could do that.
Exactly. I see exactly.
Absolutely. So I'm not going to believe in that goddamn book. I can just read it and it'll be okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it would be biased. That's why we don't want to talk to Christians about the Bible. We prefer to talk to scientists in regards to religion.
There's been a mistranslation.
Yeah, exactly. We see, in other words, not to bring his ass back to the fucking speaking, but in other words, we can't discuss the Bible with the Hebrew Israelite. Neither the Quran, neither the Torah.
Right. That's why you see me put that in the chat room. So, I mean, I hate to keep referencing back to him, but that's why I said this should answer your question about your Quran. Or every time you try to throw, well, answer me this on the Quran. Why is this a mistranslation? So you only here to pick out the mistranslation and get it correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We just scientists. We don't give a fuck about your religion. And what you believe in it, we don't give a fuck about that. That's you. That's that linear thinking.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's it right there.
Yeah.
I can answer all questions. I got it.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got 30 minutes remaining, man. Y'all can finish building. I'm going to goddamn eat my egg biscuit.
All right. Yeah, egg biscuit. All right. So what else? Anybody reference any of the other 33? Or how many of them was it? 37? 36?
Yeah, 37. I like what he talked about when he said the enemy part, when he talked about how the ignorance is an enemy, and I thought it was interesting how he used ignorance as an enemy,
right?
Like, not a person, but he did come back and say that first on the list is the people who promote, or the cracker who promotes and issues out ignorance, and then ignorance was second on the list. But he did say ignorance is an enemy. And he has also said that ignorance is a spell.
Mm-hmm.
So ignorance is a key to, you know, breaking this spell or overcoming ignorance.
Absolutely, Babylon. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Would you born soon?
Nah, like you were saying, that ignorance and idleness, and, you know, I've been dealing with a lot of idleness myself, and I see the you could break down being too idle. I mean, I see that's a major problem that a lot of us have, including myself, is being trapped where you can't, you know, get up and be productive and make the best use of your time. And you know, people constantly looking for outside forces to help them when you got all the ether forces inside you. You know, it's sort of like alchemy.
Right.
And that really, like, shed some light on my situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
He was able to internalize that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I got one more, Neff.
Okay.
And that was where Dr. York basically said that our progress represents their retrogression. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Our progress represents their downfall. As our liberation forces come in, their forces fall.
Absolutely. Who was that number? I forget what number that was.
That's a deep science, because that's what we're supposed to be. That's called working with the forces of nature and non-ether forces. Because, you know, like Fire Lioness mentioned something, very important point to me, too. She mentioned the word devolve.
Yeah.
You know, something that I talk about often, about how we, in what we call Egypt, what we call North America and South America, and throughout all over the world, we were highly intelligent beings. And throughout time, devolved. And that's why when Dr. York says in the nine ball, when he says that, you know, like they started to mix up the God being with the regular human being. They started to identify the God being with the regular human being. That's a devolving taking place. And as man, as God became more like man, and they forgot, that's another spell.
Okay, real quick, let me bring in 510 real quick. Thank you, Babylon. 510, your mic is wide open. Come on in.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Like
how are
know.
You? You on Nefertiti Surviving the Game?
Thank you.
How you doing, Mama?
All right. Are you aping? Why are you letting people know?
Okay.
Are you atheist? Either one of you?
Am I atheist?
Yeah.
No, I'm not an atheist, Mom. Why do you ask that?
No. Because, you know, I'm listening to your coworker. What? Get your name. Please forgive me.
Wait, is it the male or the female coworker?
You.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, Donna Colleone, pretty lady. Hey, Donna. Portia.
Okay.
It's Portia.
Right. The reason why I asked that, because you said you were trying to find a mistake in the Bible. What kind of mistakes are you looking for in the Bible?
Not mistakes, but more so contradictions. Or mistakes, yeah. Sorry, I'm a doctor of divinity. We talk to scientifically, find the mistakes and correct them. Because we know that the Bible, be it the King James Version or the New Bible translations, have mistakes
in them. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes, they do.
And because one does not speak Hebrew, they wouldn't be able to, or Greek, they wouldn't be able to understand that these books were written in another language and then translated into English. So a lot of the
Absolutely.
Information or the right meaning was taken out of it because people lack, bilingual language when it comes to their spiritual
mm-hmm.
or their soul side. You know, so
we
deal with our soul when we're talking about God and the righteousness. This is our soul right here.
Okay. The reason
so,
why because,
so,
oh,
I'm sorry.
Recently here, excuse me. Recently here, I've been watching the Ten Commandments back to back. And just to hear you say Hebrew, how they did them in that day, in them days, you know. So your conversation on the Bible, I really like, you know, because
maybe one day we can sit down and talk about it. Maybe one day we can talk more about it. I'm fluent in Hebrew and Greek in the translation of the Bible.
Oh, okay. Because
Mama,
yes.
I have my Bible.
Excuse me, I can't hear your mother. Why do you keep interrupting us? Are you jealous? Your mother loves me. I want to talk more to Portia.
The reason why I
said
that, I keep my Bible on my nightstand, you know, every day. It's 24/7
Me too.
There.
I do too. I keep all the holy scriptures. Me too. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I read it, you know, much as I can until I fall
mm-hmm.
asleep. And, you know, it's helping me a lot to get my life a little better than what it is today. I mean, for this year, it's going to be better than it ever has been. you know, just because of the Bible and myself and my daughters are supportive. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to a new year. And I just want to thank you, Nefertiti, for being supportive. I wish you would have answered the phone today, but you didn't. But I have a reason for that.
I really do.
All I wanted to say hi, my beautiful pregnant daughter. That's all I wanted to say and see how you were doing. Neither here nor there, but I hear that you're doing fine. Yes.
Okay, I have a question for you. I don't know how much of the show you heard, but do you understand when we talking about mind liberation?
Yes.
He's,
you know what?
The words that were just read about mind liberation, because I know, you know, I always talk about your mind.
Yes.
Be able to overcome any and everything in which you go through starts with your mental capability.
Absolutely. And I totally agree 100%. Because it is your mind. And at first I didn't understand what neither one of you was talking about because I turned on pretty late in the program. But after I started listening more, you know, I'm comprehending what you're saying, especially Don, I was going to say Don Corleone, but...
Well, my name is Nicole, Don Nicole Leone.
Okay.
But you did pretty good, though.
Yes, I really enjoying your show. So, you know, I'm a state listener and started listening more often. Okay.
I mentioned you a lot to her, Don.
You mentioned your mother a lot to me, Neff.
Yes,
I love Portia.
I
remember when Portia called in and we was dancing on in Fireliners. Fireliners was on the show. And Portia called in and danced with us on, we were talking about Oprah and all the rest of the people.
I just want to wish you a happy new year, Don. And
thank
you. And Nefertiti. And you got more to go.
And happy new year to you, grandmother, for the third time.
Absolutely, I am. And what a joy. What a beautiful joy.
Yes, it is.
Joy for you, Mom.
Pardon me?
It's a joy for you, Ma.
Yes, it's a beautiful, beautiful joy feeling to see another air breath to take in life. Yes, it is. Because so many of us leaving and so many is coming in the world. So, yes.
Okay.
So, have a nice evening, and I'll talk with you later, young lady.
Well, don't hang up, though.
Huh?
Don't hang up. Unless you're going to bed. Well, wait, you and Kelly. The sun still shines out there.
You're not going to bed. What she wants you to do is just continue to listen. Just mute your phone.
No, I'm trying to eat.
Oh, well, you can eat and listen.
Yeah,
we've
got a couple minutes.
I'll be sure to join
the people listen better when
everything out. This is what I'm doing. I'm eating some crab. So I'm going to tune everything out while I'm eating my crab. But no, seriously, I will do that.
Okay.
But I am going to hang up, though. And
okay,
Portia.
Miss Portia.
Okay, and I shall be talking with
Portia,
you.
Do you watch Atlanta Housewives? The reality show.
You know what? I went to see my sister at Stockton, and she had that on her TV, and that's the first time I've seen it. And there's a lady on there named Portia.
Yes,
right. She just bought a new house.
Yeah.
Don't know how she gonna pay for it. Oh my God! Yes, I did. That's not my reality show thing, but watching that, it was interesting.
And I know, interesting, wasn't it? Okay.
Yes, it was. She married to a basketball player, and they divorced, and he not giving her no money. So how she gonna pay for a house?
Exactly.
So I don't know.
Well, you know, God is good. God works in mysterious ways.
He works miracles. He works
absolutely.
Miracles.
Sure does. You can get anything you want if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Everything will be added unto you. So you get anything. That's right.
I truly believe that. I truly believe it.
Me too.
I feel that.
Absolutely.
And that's why I know. That's why I know this year for me, personally, for me, this, you know, I know everybody else is going to be fine. my life is going to be good because God is on my side, and I'm with him.
And also so God is in you, so that's make it even better.
It sure does.
That's
right.
What I want
Thank
you to understand, Mom. That's that God is in you.
Yes.
And you make all things possible, too. That's what I want you to really understand.
Oh, you'll see. Talking.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna Because
I know
about
you
it.
Say you got your Bible next thing you reading it. You just know
those things
that you read is lie within you. And that's all I ever want you to understand is you, your mind, you and your mind.
Who was on this earth first? I understand me, and sometimes I do some things that is very unnecessary. But this year is going to be all good.
But we all do, Mama Portia.
Yeah,
we all do. Ain't none of us saints.
Perfect.
As long as we're on this planet, we still got work to do.
We definitely do, and I know I do.
I know I do, too.
I'm looking forward to do it. I'm looking forward to do better for me.
That's right, me too.
And I know I can. That's the thing, I know it. I feel it in me. I know me. So I have to be stopped using my middle name, Procrastinator, and use my rightful name.
Well, you know the saying, man, when you let go, you let God. So it's okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love you for that, both of you. So like I said, I will continue listening to the show, but I am going to sit down and start smacking.
Yes, honey, I envy the moment while you have crab legs. I sure want some.
Well, baby, you too far away at the moment.
Well, you can't throw one over here real quick for a leg?
But this what I will do. I will let you know when I get myself together, I'll make some gumbo, and you'll be the first one to call besides my daughter.
She don't like gumbo, Mom. She don't like gumbo.
Well, I'm like, goodness.
Unless they don't have nothing but crab in that water.
You don't? What type of food do you enjoy eating?
Oh, I talk about that when the baby born. I'm coming up there.
You make some garlic crab, Mom. You straight up crab. Just some garlic crab.
Mm-hmm.
Just some garlic crab. No gumbo.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
you'll put okra and all that stuff in your gumbo, do you, Mama Portia?
No. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then I eat it then.
No, I don't put no okra. My mother said I make a mean gumbo, some good gumbo.
Oh, wow. If your mom said it, then it got to be the truth. Okay, I'm going to eat some of your gumbo.
Yes, she did. I was surprised that came out of her mouth. But she said, yeah, my daughter, they don't call me Portia at home, but she said.
Tell them what they call you, Mama. What they call you over there?
Oh, my goodness.
What they call you over there?
Pokey. Yeah. My sister couldn't say Portia if he was younger. So. Ain't he pokey? What kind of name is that? But in event, Don, my mother gives my props on that. So I will, one day you will enjoy eating it. And I'm
looking forward to it.
All right, I shall.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
I know why too. I love Nefertiti because of you and your mother.
Yes, she got it honestly. She really do. She really did. She's a sweetheart, good-hearted woman. All my daughters, the oldest one using it in a different way than the others, but they all got good intention, good-hearted people. Heart of gold.
Praise God.
All right, I want you to continue the show, and like I said, I will be listening.
All right.
All right. Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao.
So do I have...
Look at Portia. Ciao.
Ciao.
And she sashays away with her fur mink coat over her little shoulder.
All right. I'll talk about me. Okay. I'll talk with you later.
I love you.
Love you, too. Ciao.
All right. Here you go. Let me open up this mic of 561. 561. Oh, I opened up your. Oops, sorry. I opened up your Skype. Wrong one. 561. You surviving again?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear my check? Yes.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. How you guys doing tonight? Especially the host Nefertiti and Don DeColeon. I contacted Don DeCorleo earlier today. I'm the beeping
man. I wanted to tell everybody about you, but I really, in particular, wanted to tell Neff.
Okay.
What's that?
Well, I guess we got a little minute, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I meant to tell you this, but see, this is when I thought I was just going to host this show and you wasn't going to help. You know what I'm saying? So I was going to open up with telling y'all about Octavius, right? Your name is Octavius?
Yeah.
Neiman Maya Ben Yisrael. So let me tell you what happened today, right? So he sends a link to YouTube, but he doesn't tell me what it is, okay? So I deleted it, okay? I deleted it because it had something about bees on it, okay? Bees, bzzz, you know them little bad little things. And I had a fear of bees. Y'all hear me talk about bees all the time. I hate them little motherfuckers. And y'all stay real quiet when I say that. And he decided to, you know, I don't know what made him explain, the video finally on Facebook. But he says the YouTube video is talking about the benefits of bees and how bee venom destroys viruses. That I didn't know because I've been stung by a bee. So just, I hate them until he told me that it, so obviously, yeah, I must have had a virus in me. So the bee chose you to help you, and it sacrificed its life for you to get the virus out of your system.
Right.
So now
okay.
I just want to say January the 11th, 2014 AD in the Gregorian calendar at 12:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in Georgia on WGAG Radio, Nefertiti Surviving the Game, that now I honor and I respect the bees.
Ah.
I'm no longer afraid. I overstand. They came to help me, and they died. They sacrificed. That bee sacrificed his life to save mine.
That's right, Don.
Yeah. Now it explains why they're trying to kill the bees, get rid of the bees.
Yeah, that would explain why. I'm glad you come to understand that.
Well, thanks to Octavius.
Yeah, also with bees, they also can help with fertility, with royal jelly, minerals, because like bee pollen itself, if you have stuff from asthma, you know, or if you're having, for women that suffer from real bad menstrual cramps, they could take bee pollen, and you won't go through the headaches and the cramps during your cycle or whatnot. So bees are very beneficial to human beings and mankind, and humans and mankind, you know. If you notice, a lot the people that live the longest are beekeepers. So I just want to put that out there.
I'm familiar with that bee pollen. It's a cleanser, too. It's a great cleanser of the liver.
Yeah.
Whatnot.
It helps you adapt to the environment as far as the bee pollen goes. Like whatever environment you're in, I have my girlfriend, she suffers from asthma, and she had chronic asthma, like super chronic asthma. Like she come in there, a cat, she would be in a hospital before I met her. But when she started taking the bee pollen, like she can go to places like from a farm town that she's originally from, and she can also deal with animals at this point now because of the fact that the bee pollen helps her acclimate her body to the environment that she lives in. You following me?
Absolutely. Yeah, the bee is powerful. The bee is very powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, but as far as the topic of the show tonight, I heard one of the, I think it was Fireliner, said something about why did the black race fall? One of the reasons I believe is that because we invented so much and we got so old, just like a person that gets suffers from Alzheimer's, you get old and then sometimes you don't know your youth from your old age or your middle age or whatnot. So even with the religion and the sciences that we had, or even the war tactics, when we was attacked by the Caucasians, because of that, we didn't really know how to really deal because we had so many ways of dealing. You can like some would say prayer, some would say witchcraft, some would say war. You know, the thing is how can you actually deal with those particular individuals on a linear level? How they really defeated us was because of the fact they were linear. And the thing is that we suffered from chaos at that point, because some of us wanted to actually befriend the Caucasians. Some of us wanted to teach the Caucasians, the Moors that went into Europe, and some of us wanted to kill them. But because of that, we didn't have a stance against our enemy. And the thing is, our enemy had a particular stance against us. They knew that they wanted to conquer Africa or conquer the dark races of the earth. That's all I have to say.
Right. Absolutely. All right, there was a question by Firelines in the chat room. Why is it that doctors say a 2-year-old is not to consume, a child is, a baby is not to consume honey until after 2 years old? I was going to, Don. Okay. All right. Okay. I just read what Don gave the answer, which is what I was talking about. But I'm sure it's going to be interesting. I know they're going to base it on some kind of immune system buildup. Okay. Here's a.
Can I just say something real quick?
Yes. Yes.
We know for a fucking fact that medical communities, their medical knowledge is all based on scientifically procedures of the anatomy of Caucasians. This honey shit does not apply to us.
I agree.
Get a baby with honey and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Grab a little bit in his mouth.
Yeah, we just be done with that. Fuck all that.
Mm-hmm. And give him the good shit.
The doctor showed me a white dead baby stillborn, and he said this could happen to yours. I said, nope, that baby's white. Never. That's a white baby in that book.
Hey,
nope.
That's how I felt about them talking about, you need to take the test for Down syndrome because you're 35. I'm like, nope, that's for white people.
Yep, that's for white people. Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, there is no black medical textbook. There is none of that. No, nothing.
None.
So there's no way you believe anything they fucking say. Yeah. So give it a little honey and see what happens. If those that's interested, if you that fearful that you don't want to try honey for your baby, then by all means, don't do it. I don't give a fuck. I'm just saying. Yeah, I used to put honey in my baby's cereal too, Firelinus. Yeah, I did. You know, because I've never trusted anybody anyway other than my instincts and my mom.
That's right, I hear that.
You know, when I was a young mother. So that's different.
I'm just going to see five lines if you can. Get him top of the line, honey. Get him that grade B. Unprocessed honey, the real deal with all the, that give you all the vitamins and nutrients still contained within the, that hasn't been burnt out of the honey. That's top of the line. Honey, right there. Honey,
but just give him a B and chop it up in his damn food.
Right.
So they have like, ain't that one of their fucking delicatesses or delicacies, just chocolate covered bees and shit? Motherfuckers eat that shit. Chocolate covered bees.
Huh? Chocolate covered bees?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Google that shit. Chocolate covered bees. I never had one. I'm gonna eat one now. And now that I know they sacrifice their life for meat, boo. Now that I know that they are Jesus. Yeah.
Like, these motherfuckers are some with these bees, man. They're trying to literally mechanically engineer bees. They are literally trying to mechanical engineer bees.
I know it. I hate these bastards, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I'm getting the fuck out of here, though.
Yeah. Man, this makes me feel good that you...
Yeah, I don't have a fear of bees anymore. I understand that they came to save my life. And that's when I was a little girl, and I remember the bee was stuck on the side of my head, my face. I got stung in my face. And I walked to my counselor. I was in camp, summer camp. And I just remember her taking a napkin and taking it out of my it was dead, but it was stuck to my face. And she took a napkin and got it off my face. And I always wondered, why did the bee stung me? I even wrote a children's song when I was a child. I wrote the book. Why does the bee sting me? Why did the bee sting me? I wrote a little book. And then at the last page, I said, I guess I'll never know why. Until the day, honey, until Octavius Niemeyer told me. Thank you, brother. Freed me. Now I respect the bees. I see them twice. I'm not going to rough them any more, no more.
And that's why
I'm going to I'm gonna invest in the honey farms, bee farms.
And that's why, that's what's up, Donna. That's why I always encourage people to just grow some kind of flowers somewhere around your way to keep that shit going, to keep them pollinating, to keep them coming around. I mean, I know everybody not into to planting and everything like that.
Well, it seems like it'll put a stop to their drugs that they're giving people to fight viruses. So, you know, because this is a money-making economic system where they want to stay in power. So to kill everything natural, which is part of nature, would have everybody having no choice to be at the mercy of the beast and getting pills and all that other type of shit. When nature provides the best cure, the best care, the best safety, the best protection. Mm. Yeah, and it's free.
Yeah, and I don't think I meant that it destroys HIV.
I read that.
Well, HIV is a virus.
Problem.
So it means HIV, if I'm not mistaken, it means human, some bullshit virus, don't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read that recently.
Yeah, all viruses. Yeah, that's beautiful. A bee sting. That's incredible.
It's funny, you got movies out there who create this hysteria. I never forget, like, when I first watched X-Files, that was how they said they were going to spread disease through the bees, through bees.
That's probably why they're doing the mechanical bees. And it's going to be the attack of the killer bees.
The Africanized honeybee. That's the one they always try to use to scare you with. The Africanized honeybee.
Well, Neff, you got like 1 minute remaining left on the air, babe. It was a great show.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Neff, for allowing me to read the nine ball. And we'll do it on Don DeCorleone's show on Monday, count two.
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing it forth. I appreciate you doing it tonight. Babylon, Don, everybody that called in, Fire Linus, even you, Kurt, even you, Hebrew. Shout out to Born Sue, everybody that called in, Nasut. You know who you are. I ain't got to mention all y'all. Y'all know who y'all is. Everybody that came out tonight and everything. They appreciate it and helping me.
And Octavius for calling in.
Tonight.
Thank you, Octavius.
Yes.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Are relics that predate the universe itself. What lies within her appears to be one of them. Nine realms are not eternal. They had a dawn as they will have a dusk. But before that dawn, the
baddest bitch in El Cologne
reigned absolute and unchallenged.
Dawn, DeCorleone,
made a weapon out of that darkness, and it was called the Ether. While the other relics often appear as stones,
the baddest bitch in El Cologne
is fluid and ever-changing. It changes matter into dark matter. It seeks out host bodies, drawing strength from their life force.
Don DeCorleone
sought to use the ether's power to return the universe to one darkness. Darkness. Darkness.
Don DeCorleone, that is cool. Don DeCorleone, that is cool.
Underestimate the power of the dark side. Your powers are weak.
Long before the birth of light, there was darkness. And from that darkness came the
baddest bitch in El Cologne.
Millennia ago, the most ruthless of their kind,
Don Corleone,
sought to transform our universe back into one of eternal night. Such evil was possible through the power of the ether, an ancient force of infinite destruction.
You underestimate the power of the dark side. Your powers are weak. You cannot escape destiny. Accept your fate. You are beaten.
Yeah, the darkness is once again visible, niggas. You know what time it is. You've tuned in to WGAG Radio at this time for one reason only. To hear the greatest voice transmitting throughout cyberspace. You know who she is. The Sublime Oracle. The baddest bitch in El Cologne. Yeah, it's time for the Don Corleone Show.
You underestimate the power of the dark side.
The baddest bitch in El Cologne. 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 Don Corleone. Don Corleone. Don Corleone, the baddest bitch in El Cologne. The baddest bitch in El Cologne. The baddest bitch in El Cologne.
Your thoughts betrayed you. Your powers are weak. So you've chosen to die here. Expect no mercy. There is no escape. You cannot escape destiny. Accept your fate. You are weak. I will destroy you.
Triple darkness is your destiny. Do not fight your fate.
You are beaten. Have wasted my time. this is the end. You have yet to master the way of the Force. Don't underestimate the power of the Force. Give yourself to the dark side. It is useless to resist. Do not resist. Unwise. This is the end. Only knew the power of the dark side. Give yourself to the dark side. If you only knew the power of the dark side. Give yourself to the dark side. Do you now understand the power of the dark side? But it ends here.
Now give it up for the baddest bitch in El Cologne. Dawn, Nicole Leone.
You know, it's like that. Being the baddest bitch in El Cologne. Sometimes, just because you're the baddest bitch in the El Cologne, you might just
wanna
masturbate to the aftermath.
I do a cool tackle, that's why I don't leave, I'm on El Cologne. I need a fee, I shook show El Cologne. Why cool, I shook, isn't CD. And new Farouk and show El Cologne. Why El Cologne, isn't Farouk and show me. I need a wahid, my El Cologne. Why El Cologne, isn't wahid, my me. Any Akilu and Jihu Kama Farugan Shil El Kulon Waku Kama Farugan Any Akilu Akwenu Kul Dik Ani Akfizu Fi El Kulon Kama Kafiza Izu Lia Amadu Fi El Kulon Ania Kabaha Wahud El Kulon Izu Ania El Kulon Yakilu Any Akilu El Kulon Yatnalu Any Abnalu.
I am in the love of the all, and all love is in me. I am a part of the all, and the all is a part of me. I am one with the all, and the all is one with me. I can succeed as a part of the all and fail as an individual. I can be all that I wish in the all, as long as my wish is to stay in the all. I'm never alone. The all is, I am. The all can, I can. The all does, I do.
Welcome, everybody, to the Don Nicole Young Show. She on the radio nonstop, 12 o'clock, taking over blogtalkradio.com. Georgia, where she from? And raise your gas to toast. Keita, the co-host, 7 days to seven shows. That's how the story goes. Some more shit like that. Anyway, so shout out to my baby warrior, man. Hope y'all enjoyed that last, that first hour of the last hour of the nine ball, man. Oh, man, it was such an honor and a blessing and a pleasure, man. I was able to hear the one and only Portia. Best God, man. God. God damn, boy, that shit there made me feel real good. On the down on the show, man. WGAG Radio, baby. That's how we do it around this bitch, man. I got to show some love to all my niggas over there on the call lines. Call in numbers 425-569. I almost knew it by heart. 425-569-5274. Also, you know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all share the fact that you can actually get myfamilymobile.com, and you'll be able to actually listen to the Don DeColeone show, all the shows on WGAG Radio. So you'll be able to call in. You know what I'm saying? Chop it up with us. You sure freaking will, got dogged, man. Something happened. Something happened. Okay, anyway, and let me take my ass to the after party, man, where all funky things happen over there, man. Great day to Bingy D in the building. Great day, Bingy. Hope all is well with you, baby. Special shout out to my man, C9. Where you been, C9? Where you been, Penny? With JJ? Special shout out to my lady, She Doc, in the building. Also, Awana Shanae. What's up, boo? Gotta show some love to my lady, Miss Hudson. Nick Bet, the Vulture Goddess, is in the building. One time for Sister Zena, Sweet Oshun. How you doing, baby? Great day, J1. That's how we do it around this bitch, man. Drop some ones over there in that lockdown radio. Subscribe and hit that bell button. We on YouTube. So subscribe and hit the bell button. You'll be notified when we go live around this meonge. And great day to all my niggas over there on lockdown radio again. Special shout out to my man, Quincy Jones, Quincy Thomas, Young Taekwondo, Young Juvie in the building. Great day, baby. QT. Special shout out also to my lady boss, Lady Young Black and Ambitious. Then this motherfucker, man. Damn, what's good with y'all, man? We still in the building. I just want to let y'all know we're still celebrating 13 years of WGAG Radio. 13 years of WGAG Radio. So, again, if you need to do your drops, you can do it on your own. Email your drops to WGAGradio@gmail.com. Subject, 13-year anniversary drops, okay? Got it? 13-year anniversary drops. All right? Now, if you want to give a long-ass testimony how great WGAG Radio is awesome, you can also add that to your drops if you like, or you can call in. Now, if you have issues calling in, you should know why by now. So go to myfamilymobile.com and go on and get a cell phone, man. That'll get your ass in there. Then you'll be able to talk to us, hit one, chop it up with us. You won't be blocked on the show by way of other cell phone service providers that want to get paid off your ass and want to give me a dime from it. So that's that. So anyway, shit, you are officially tuned in to the Don DeColeone Show, baby, Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on Real Nigga Radio, WGAG Radio. Welcome, each and every last one of you motherfuckers. The twilight's gone, baby. Don DeColeone Show around this bianch. Hey, do y'all remember yesterday when I read that, what that boy named Kevin Gates? On that semen retention shit. Well, I read it from Sandra Rose. This is interesting. I read it from SandraRose.com site, right? Because I fuck with her a little bit. And kind of find out, man, this nigga hit, Kevin Gates hit Sandra Rose up with a goddamn notice of copyright infringement against her ass. Yep. I don't know how the fuck is copyright infringement when, you know, your shit is on YouTube and somebody clips it and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, but Kevin Gates files a notice of copyright infringement against SandraRose.com. Rapper Kevin Gates is apparently butt over about the post that she did yesterday, October 25th. Remember, rapper Kevin Gates tout semen retention. Men should focus on pleasing women, quote, when celebrities don't like a post I've written, this is what she says, they resort to using deceptive tactics to get my blog taken down, such as filing fake copyright infringement notices. So today, a London-based company, which is the International Federation of the Pornographic Industry, IFPI, emailed a copyright infringement accusing Sandra Rose of illegally posting Gates' sound recordings on her blog. The email referenced the above title post, which does not contain any links to sound recordings. The company also emailed this notice to her host, hoping they would snatch my blog down, this is what she say, under threat of lawsuit. IFPI, that's porno, I said porno, sorry, is International Federation of the Pornographic Industry, IFPI. And anyway, so IFPI is waiting for her response to the copyright notice. So here is what she said. So here's my response. Keep waiting. I'm not taking down the fucking post because I'm not illegally infringing on his goddamn copyright. Why would I post Kevin Gates' garbage music on my blog? Like I said, this is the tactic that C and D-list celebrities use when they don't like something I've written. And she says, if I had a different host, my blog would probably be deleted, and you would all be left wondering what happened. And here's the fake copyright infringement notice. Here's what it says. Dear Sir Sam, Ma'am, George, I am contacting you on behalf of the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry, IFPI, and the record companies it represents. The IFPI is a trade association that represents around 1,300 major and independent record companies in the U.S. and internationally who create, manufacture, and distribute sound recordings, the IFPI represented companies. The information set forth in this notice is accurate and under penalty of perjury. We submit that we are authorized to act on behalf of the IFPI represented companies in matters involving the infringement of exclusive rights that the IFPI represented companies hold in their sound recordings, including enforcing their copyrights and other legal rights on the Internet. We have learned that your service, SandraRose.com, is making available.
It's been going on. People have been getting killed all the time. That's nothing new.
But I'm asking you one question. If you don't face the fact of reality that something bad is getting ready to happen, something is real bad getting ready to take place, something is going to happen very soon, you know, we're living in that something.
Hey, record. Yes, Lord.
Hey, if you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Strap. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. Strap. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm rid of that. I'm saying fat.
Listen, man, it's not bad shit is going to happen. I don't understand why people don't get into the science of the plane of force, the laws of attraction. These things are happening because there are beings that vibrate on a very low vibratory level, frequency, where they are magnetizing misfortune to them. You know what I'm saying? Because they are controlled by the plane of force on a very low vibratory frequency, and they refuse to raise up. They refuse to look at the handwriting on the wall in their own life, in their own house, in their own communities.
Man, if you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm rid of that. I'm saying fat.
If in fact, when there is death, there can be no life. Look at Chicago. There was motherfuckers, 20 motherfuckers dying every fucking week. And people were still there waiting to die next. They don't know when to pick up and go. And all of them say they are Christians. And all of them know about the story of Sodom and Gomorrah.
So even this is your God at work destroying them motherfuckers. Can I find one good person and I will save this city? So everybody is waiting until they the next motherfucker to get a gun in their goddamn head. So what is wrong with the people today? He said people just don't think. That's all. They don't think.
Thank you, Dad.
They don't think until it happens to them. The same thing, and my dad got a testimony. He lived in a bad fucking neighborhood, hearing everything about what's going on in it. My mom had a bullet shot right through her fucking wall where she was laying in the bed. Something told her to get up. The bullet hit the damn pillow.
Man, if you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Big booty bitch, and I'm pulling on. I play with them words, I play with them birds, I'm really that. I'm saying back.
Even when I lived there, it was two bodies found in a trunk in that car. When I stayed there, and they still stayed. They still stayed after all of that. My father and my mom's house got doors, got kicked in, they got robbed, his gun was taken. They still stayed. The only reason why they are not there now, because 2-3 months ago, my father was held by gunpoint by three men, laid him out, made him roll underneath a fucking truck, and they steal the car, steal every goddamn thing, and now they finally moved out. Then they said, oh, it's time to go. Oh, it's time to go. So they watch. They don't follow the dominoes. This is what happens. This is what happens in Chicago. This is what happens every day. In my life, when I stayed with that man I was married to from 20 to 25 years, the neighborhood started to get bad. My car was broken into several fucking times. A friend of mine's body is found behind of a goddamn dumpster. And I begged that nigga that I have two children by, we got to get the fuck out of here. There's some handwriting on the wall before it happens to us. But I don't control the money. I don't control 8 hours a day working. I don't control. I don't have no fucking power when it's time to fucking move, where we can just get up and go and just count the money and buy a place that's safer.